I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jerami. I was a little bit afraid last night. Listener, we all live in Eugene. And Eugene, if you don't know, had a fucking hailstorm in the middle of August, like thunder and lightning, humongous balls of ice falling from the sky. Sitting in my living room, I'm like, it sounds like somebody's hitting my car with a baseball bat. It's like, ping, ping, ping. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, just out of nowhere. I love global,
that's
global
interesting.
Warming, am I right?
I didn't get any of the hail.
It was crazy.
One of my buddies texted me like a picture of the hail he got, and he's like, I thought we were under fire at the house.
Dude.
And I was like,
like
they were big. They were like bigger than a bottle cap, like size. They were good chunks of hail.
Truly humongous, like actual ice cubes falling from the sky. So I go outside my house, and you know, I'm like, shit, is the car okay? Like dents or anything like that? No, it's fine. Walk around the house, everything's fine. You know what they did? They ruined my damn hydrangeas.
Oh, you cannot be ruining a good old hydrangea.
My guy, like hashtag gardening talk, but like I've been putting in work on those things for a few years now, and they were finally starting to look good this year. And we get an ice storm in August, man.
Hydrangeas are soft. It's one of the softer fucking flowers you can get.
Yeah, they kind of are.
They are. They totally are.
It's like, oh, the sun hit me for 20 minutes today. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Cool.
I fucking water them every day. Yeah. Every day I go out there and water them.
Hey, too much water. I'm going to die.
Maybe that's it. Too much water. Shot. That's it. Yeah, I made them soft. That's it. Mm-hmm. I babied them too much. And then the ice came and was like, this water's too cold. Fuck you, hydrangeas.
Well, while we are on the topic of weather, I played golf all weekend.
Nice.
And last podcast, he said, this is the shortest I've had my haircut in almost since maybe like a straight butt, like almost buzz when I'm like 10 or 11 or 12.
Yeah.
You
got sunburned, didn't you?
You're a light amount of hair person.
I sure am.
I caught no warning about, hey, you used to have hair all over your head, now you don't. And it's probably, you know, real susceptible to burn. Maybe throw some fucking sunscreen on that bitch. Because yeah. I don't know if you guys could see. Tell me if you could see this. Can you see the back of my head?
Oh, no! Oh, right? No!
It's the right sir. Listener, it's the surface of Mars.
Oh my well, god!
It's so narrowly.
It's to the point. It's the peeling point right now.
Sure is.
But it's also the just below where I wore my hat the entire time as well. So just above
Holy
it is still
shit.
The whitest thing on earth, and now it's a red peely thing just below it.
So you got like you Same got thing- a sunburn line. In the middle of the fade of your
middle
hair.
Of my head.
That's
yes.
Amazing. It's amazing. Yes. That might be one of the best sunburns in the history of sunburns. That's great.
And
that's up there. That's up there with like dude wearing the coconut bra and getting the sunburn. That's good, man. A line in the middle of your fade is good.
And it's a different because I have extreme olive complexion when I'm out in the sun. I do burn, but usually it just instantly turns to a tan.
Goes brown.
So I never even think about putting sunscreen on, really. So it didn't cross my mind to put it on my head.
That part of your body has never seen sun.
Never. No. And it sucks. I had to, like, sleep on my face. It was the worst.
Am I allowed, like, I never get this opportunity. I'm pale guy, dude. I'm like,
crush him.
Yeah, I'm like redhead. Can I
get after him? Hey, eat his ass, Alex. Get after him.
Maybe you should just stay in the house, powder. Maybe you shouldn't go outside. You got some SPF 800.
Oh, got him.
Get him.
Get him.
That's all I got.
I would have put SPF 1,000,000 on if I knew what this would have turned into.
You gotta have it in your golf bag, man. How do you not have sunscreen in there?
Because look at my arm. It doesn't get burned. It's leathery, tanned Italian skin.
Lesson learned. I always have at least the little one, just at all times. Even if it's like a 15-year-old sunscreen, I'm pretty sure that still works.
And again, honestly, I wouldn't have minded if it was my entire head, but it's the fact that I have the line in the side, right above my ear, and it just wraps all the way around.
That's a good look, man.
Thank God I wear hats all the time. It's the only thing covering it up.
Circle crop ass having hairdo, sunburned guy. You literally look like an alien landed in Iowa.
100%.
It's fantastic. You look like you have a ringworm on the back of your head.
That's what it feels like. It's itchy as shit.
You got the Olympic rings on the back of your head.
He does. old Swiss cheese have a neck ass.
Outfield in Dodger Stadium with all the beach ball have an ass back of the head. It's great, man.
You guys got any more?
I think I'm tapped out.
Me too.
I was going to say, it looks kind of like the St. Andrew's fairways out there.
It really splotches. It does. Andrew's ass scalp.
Yo, Mario golf bunker have it on the back of your neck ass.
This motherfucker.
And today was the first day I was like, I knew I was burnt. Today I was like, God, my fucking neck itches. What? Am I allergic to something? I can't see it, so I had to go find like two mirrors to use and hold up like, holy shit, it is just...
I know this pain, dude. And then all of a sudden your shirt's all covered in flakes and shit.
Oh, yeah, Lord of the Rings having scalp ass motherfucker over here. It's so good.
That's right. You said old Frodo, motherfucker.
Sonic rings over here on the back of his head.
Old Gore the God Butcher complexion ass on the back of your neck.
Tom Brady holds up his rings on the other side. That's what it looks like, over there. Oh, God, it's good. Cheerio ass motherfucker.
Cheerio neck having ass.
All right, sports!
Sports!
It looks painful, man.
It really does.
It does not feel good still.
It looks awful.
Gotta get some lotion, man. Get some calamine like Cartman.
Well, it was a double cut because I was playing at the coast all weekend, and it was 70 degrees and sunny one day. There was sun out for 6 to 8 hours, and that's it. And you just got smashed in that time frame.
Doesn't take much, man.
No.
Doesn't take much.
How do you live like this?
I mean, you have a woman in your house. Get some lotion. Fix that shit.
Oh, I've been aloe vera-ing up that bitch since I got home.
Do you refrigerate your aloe vera in the summer?
No.
Some people do.
I had it. Oh, because they want like that extra cooling factor to it.
That's legit.
That makes sense.
Yeah. When I was in elementary school, my best friend. I just went to hang out at his house, and we all decided to go to the lake one day, and we're like, I don't remember what lake, cause there aren't many fucking lakes. So I don't remember where we actually went, but might've even been like Fern Ridge or some shit, but they took me out there, and their kid, my friend, didn't have sunburn issues. Like he was fine. And it's not something they even thought of when they took us out there. And so it was the worst sunburn I've ever had in my life. Like my mom was fucking heated, and like
so were you, dude.
Oh, so brutal. It's worse than when I'm older now, because I cut my hair short and I'm balding, and so if I get it like on the top of my head, like that is... I remember like first time I went to Hawaii, I got sunburned on the top of my head for the first time, like the top of the head, so it literally just looks like you have dandruff, like just huge flakes of dandruff.
There was probably 10 plus years ago, I was going to Hawaii, and it was winter into spring, which around here is not great.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to do some tanning, just some gradual tanning.
Just lay
and
out.
I probably went like three or four times, to a tanning salon, for 10 minutes in a lay down booth. Right. And then the last time I went, I was like, okay, I want to furnace blast myself for 10 minutes. Yeah. I did a stand up.
Oh,
boy, the tip of that dick. Wow. It did. I could have found Beyonce or whoever. Not happening.
Nope.
That was a reptilian.
Move it on.
I was shedding skin, baby. It's very, very painful.
Yo.
Because nothing else burned, but I'm like walking.
Just
your
chest. Yo, alien lizard snake dick having
yeah.
ass.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Aardvark nose looking motherfucker. Or elephant nose.
Elephant nose, yeah. Elephant trunk having dick motherfucker.
Baby. I think that's a good thing.
Oh, man. All right, sports.
Sports!
Is there sports?
Nope.
No.
No.
You guys having fun checking out NFL training camp reports?
No.
That's sports.
Yeah. I did check out a Kansas City report Tuesday.
So
Monday.
Have they upped your win total to like 4 maybe?
3.5 now. 3.5 the Vegas over under. You can get 4 even in Reno.
Oh.
And this is why I don't really pay attention. Or not part of the reason why I don't pay attention. So early second round, they drafted Sky Moore. Receiver, Western Michigan,
right? Yeah.
Super fast. Okay. I don't know. I never even watched highlight package. And he just runs a route as a slot receiver where he just kind of threatens the sideline and then goes in and catches a slant. And it gets like 10,000 retweets. And like, oh my God. I'm like,
Tyreek who?
I was like, okay, hell. I don't need to watch these anymore because that was – I don't know. I hope he's good, but whatever.
I always take anything kind of positive out of training camp with an extreme grain of salt. It's all the negative stuff is the stuff I love. Like,
yes.
Daniel Jones was 0-16 with 3 picks at the end of, like, 7-on-7 drills. I'm just like, fuck, that's the stuff I live for is guys that are essentially fighting for their career in just – going 0-for and 7-on-7.
I'm pretty sure it was Daniel Jones's like first NFL camp pass where he threw it out of bounds so far it like hit a reporter and broke her nose. And she just wasn't paying attention because of course she's not even close to the field. And
why would she be?
Just like blast her right in the face.
Danny Dimes.
Ooh, baby.
Well, was it from this year or last year, the Tua where he like crow hops and throws it, and it's like a 15-yard little flutter
it
down.
Was last year. That,
the
that
first
was so bad.
Year? Yeah,
that
was last year. The crow
it
hop.
So bad.
Yeah. It made that early one to Tyreek look not so bad, where he just had to like stop. He was at least 20 or 30 yards downfield.
No one makes a deep ball look more difficult to throw than Tua. Like every time they show him in those clips or whatever, it looks like he is trying so hard to throw the ball 60 yards. Oh. Like if you see somebody with an actual strong arm, like Herbert, for instance, or, you know, Josh Allen or something like that, they're just standing up and throwing the ball. Like this is
a quarterback. Flick of the wrist.
This is how quarterbacks are supposed to throw the ball. They're not supposed to go crow hop and lean all the way down to the ground before they throw it.
Do you guys remember how Johnny Damon threw a baseball from the outfield?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, totally.
That's Tua. Yeah. That's Tua in the NFL.
He's lefty too, right?
He's lefty too. Damon? It's something
exactly.
Usually lefties always look kind of smooth and stuff, but I guess when you don't have an arm, it looks just even worse.
That's a fact, by the way. Like, what's up with that? Left-handed athletes, like the sweetest swings, they all are shooters in basketball. Like, what's up? How is that a thing? Is it like left-handed people are only taught the pure fundamentals of how to do things or something just because they're like all their coaches are right-handed and they have no idea how to do it? So they're just like, so here's how you stand. I don't know, man. It's weird.
There's something to it, though.
Isn't it weird?
Something to it.
Nice. The grain of salt thing works, like, the other way, too. Because, like, if you hear about one super bad, what's that thing? Like, all training camp is a grain of salt. So, like, if you hear about one really bad day by a guy, it's like, okay, it's fucking practice. So tell me, like you said, tell me if he has like 7 bad days, and then I'll start like actually thinking about it. So like Trey Lance had, you know, by the way, keep like reporters keeping track of stats during practices is so fucking dumb, but
got articles, like, right, man?
Yeah, I guess I get it. Whatever.
Well, like, we like the NFL, but we're not NFL people really.
Yeah.
The NFL people, they need those, you know, day 2 of training camp stats.
How was he from 7 to 14 yards throwing to the left side of the hash mark? I need to know.
Like fantasy people too. Like, cuz that's been the thing with the Niners, like Brandon Ayuk is having this amazing training camp or whatever. It's like, okay, also it's practices. Also they just put on pads the other day. Also, you know, they're going against their teammates, you know, whatever.
I will say, because Hard Knocks debuted last night.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
They're with the Lions. I did.
I have not seen it yet. I'm planning on that tonight.
It's probably going to be one of the best seasons I got.
Just Dan Campbell?
Dan Campbell, but I didn't know the rest. They got Mark Brunell's their quarterback coach. Deuce McAllister's their running back coach.
No shit.
Antoine Randall-L's their wide receiver coach. And then there's 2 more ex players that are.
Those are some elite names from our childhoods.
Oh, and they,
especially Randall L.
Yeah, at least Deuce is the offensive coordinator / assistant coach, and him and their defensive coach literally like get into it with each other. They apparently have been friends forever. So, you know, when it's offense against defense, they're like talking shit to each other every play.
Love it,
and it's fucking fantastic.
All right, I'm in. Better than last year's boring ass Colts.
Colts were the in season.
Yeah,
team,
wasn't it?
So.
Cowboys were the summer team, and
that's
the Colts
right.
were in
season. Cowboys were summer. You were in season. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I think I made it through 4 of the Cowboys ones.
Well, yeah, all you had to watch was that drone shot.
That's all I take out of it was the drone shot and how they apparently hold like high school scrimmages in an adjacent indoor stadium, get like 25,000 people to watch them play 7-on-7 during a pandemic. Wow. Texas is something else.
Texas. Yeah.
And Hard Knocks did pull kind of a Marvel style after the credits of the show. They did like a preview because the Cardinals are the in-season team this year.
Oh.
And they had like a 10-second clip. It was like just Hopkins. Like it looked like he was like rehabbing, like rehabby stuff. But, you know, he's also suspended for the first 6 games, so it's...
He'll be back just in time for Hard Knocks?
Just in time for it.
Yeah, perfect.
Did you catch Dan Campbell's speech about how he doesn't care, you know, who they play?
Oh, he has nothing but speeches.
That man loves to talk. The light at the end of the tunnel is an anvil. Oh, I don't care if you're playing with one ass cheek and 3 toes. We're going to keep treading water until we beat you into submission, brother.
He was like, it's like that Metallica song, man. You look into the light, but you think it's good, but it's a freight train coming
at
you.
Train.
And that's what we're going to be.
Like, his treading water quote was from earlier this week. And I was like, I don't think he knows what treading water means. Like,
yeah, I was thinking that when you were saying the quote.
Like, if the Lions tread water this whole year, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
great.
But if my team treads water record-wise, I'm not going to be happy.
No.
But they'll just keep treading water until they bite those kneecaps.
Oh,
whether you have one kneecaps. Ass cheek or 3
one
toes.
Ass cheek. By the way, like.
I'm going to crawl to you. Well, bite your knees off.
That's a weird thing to say. I know he's like, he's a machine of weird things to say, but like one ass cheek and 3 toes. you have the clear advantage there. I don't care. I don't care if we're clearly the best team and we're beating up on a bunch of handicapped people. We got to do this, boys.
Lions played a team, well, we'll just say the Rams, defending Super Bowl champions. If the Lions played the Rams at Ford Field And every player on the Rams had one ass cheek and three toes. Are the Rams still favored?
Yes.
Yes.
They got to have a big toe, right? Because they got to push off. They
got
to push off.
As long as you got that big toe. They got to have
a big toe. Okay.
That is, I would say, big toe. Though.
You need a least and a pinky toe because that's like balance.
Okay. But if you only have three toes, you got to spread that out.
Cause... Well, are we talking three toes missing on both feet combined? Or
I think
foot?
He just, well, I mean, one ass crack. Three toes. I mean, you can only have one ass crack, so I feel like the three
that's
toes.
True.
By the way, I don't think you have an ass crack if you're missing an ass cheek.
That's a good point.
You don't. Yeah, you don't.
You can imagine sitting on a toilet with one ass.
That's what he should have said. I don't care if we're going up against a bunch of guys with no ass crack and three toes. We're gonna get them.
Ah, what a treat!
I was saying, Do you guys remember Dan Campbell as a player?
I just saw
just by Google image, but
yeah, I saw a clip of him on NFL Network the other day. He played like tight end or something for them.
I didn't know he was a tight end.
First time I knew like what he actually did in the NFL. He had to have been a player. Like guys like that don't just show
come
up
rolling off the streets to be
a
coach.
Exactly.
Well, back to my original point here of Hard
reminds,
Knocks.
Reminds talk. Me of Tom Sula, by the way. That was a bad year for my franchise.
But for like the three major sports, you know, baseball, basketball, football. Is football the only one to where you could kind of make a team like out of spring training, summer team, and you know, because baseball they pretty much have their roster, you know, set. Going into spring training, you know, if a guy hits like eight bombs in spring training, he's probably still not going to make the team. Same thing with basketball. You know, you've got your guys. You're not. It's going to take someone real special to surprise you. But football, I think, is the one to where you could make or not make a team by how you play during spring training.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. That's why they make Hard Knocks. Is
yeah,
to
exactly.
show us that process. Yeah. And guys in the NFL, I mean, it does happen in basketball as well. You know, it does happen in all sports, but I feel like I see it more in football, where guys will all of a sudden out of nowhere be super duper good contributors. It usually happens more like at wide receiver or something like that, wide receiver or running back or something like that, where they just sort of come out of nowhere. And all of a sudden they are just bawling out of control. Like that's what they're saying is going to happen with Ayuk for the Niners this year, is all of a sudden out of nowhere, he's killing it during training camp. And, you know, Debo wasn't there for, you know, a good portion of it too, but yeah, like I feel
he was
like
already on the team.
I feel like it happens more in the NFL where guys genuinely get a lot better from one year to the next. HGH.
Well, baseball, I think baseball a lot is, you know, that rookie deal, that rookie contract. It's like you don't want to bring them up too early and lose a year of control on them. So even if they rake, it's like, well, we'll wait till June to bring you up.
Yeah. And basketball, basketball, all of a sudden you'll have a guy who scores 16 a game for a season. And it's always when that rookie contract is about to run out.
Yeah.
Every single time. I don't blame them. I'm just saying that's pretty much every time. Like clockwork. The old CJ McCollum extension.
Oh yeah.
That was a thing, I believe.
We pull like the Aaron Judge this year and gonna get paid next year.
Yeah, I haven't been paying attention to baseball at all because my team's bad. How's baseball?
Well, Aaron Judge has, I believe, hit his 45th home run tonight. The Yankees are now doing graphics saying chasing history when he hits bombs with Aaron Judge
chasing
on
history,
the right, the number 61 in the middle, and Roger Maris to the left. And it's all kind of faded and ghosty and mystified. Yeah. Chasing history, baby. Team history.
Chasing history. Yeah, chasing history. It's not Bonds, McGuire, Sosa.
Yes, they're doing Yankee it hoping history. You think it's, you know, baseball history. It's just Yankee history.
Yankees history, yeah. And that's a nice workaround they're able to do there, too.
It's absolutely, yeah. And I cannot wait, again, until Aaron Judge gets to October, hits 210 with one bomb, four RBIs in a series, and strikes out nine times. His playoff stats are rough. His first year was in 2017, I think. Pretty good. But I think he's hitting 230 in the playoffs. And he's the – granted, it's baseball. So this part is not fair. I'm just using it as a game number thing. I don't think they've made it out of the second – out of the first round just once in his five postseason trips.
Oh, definitely not.
And granted, Mike Trout – never won a playoff series. I know that that part is unfair. I'm just using it for numbers wise.
It is fair because it's the Yankees.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Like the Angels are the Angels, you know, like they have Mike Trout. Yes. They have Shohei. Yes. But they're still the Angels.
They have Rendon.
Like the Yankees.
Highest paid third baseman in baseball.
Who'd you say?
Anthony Rendon.
I don't know who that is. Just kidding.
Exactly.
I know who that is, but yeah. But yeah, I'm saying the Yankees year in and year out actively pursue the best players to bring in to win. And then if you're gonna be the guy on that team, you should probably be better when they need you to be.
I think the Yankees are trying to do that early this year because I think they've lost 7 of the last 8.
Because they're losing to the Seattle Mariners.
The Mariners.
The Mariners.
Can we get our Mariner minute here, King? Go.
Yeah, go. They got the best young player in baseball.
Do they?
Yeah. Don't they?
I mean, define young.
Not experienced.
Okay. I feel like Juan Soto is probably the best. He's like 22.
I don't get it. This is a horrible Mariners minute.
I don't watch the Mariners, man. Name
another Mariner.
They got Luis Castillo at the trade deadline.
They just traded him. Yeah.
They got Winker. Yeah. Guy from the Reds. Winker.
Henry Winkler?
I don't know. I think his name is Winkler. Winker?
Winkler.
The Fonz?
Jesse Winkler.
Absolutely. J-Dub, of course.
Does he have two thumbs and wear a leather jacket?
Hey, look at me.
All right, we got 30 seconds left.
And that ball is bouncing! Swung on and bouncing! Put it Monster Grandma! Dave Valley, I don't know. Harold Reynolds.
That's probably good enough.
Is Chris Bosio still there?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I just found out they call it T-Mobile Park 2 days ago. And they have fake brick facade behind the home plate. It's very cheesy. Not even real bricks. What's the point?
Is it like a laminate?
Yes.
That's not cool.
No.
Yeah. I mean it's practical and safe, but it's also not cool. You can't have brick behind home plate, actual brick.
Because if a ball goes
back there and hits a corner.
I'm pretty sure the Cubbies definitely still do.
The Marlins had a Stingray tank behind home plate for 4 years.
Yeah, but the ball couldn't hit it.
The Astros had a flagpole in play in center field on a hill.
Can you imagine that's a new age stadium that's recent that stadium. Can you imagine
not in stadium lifetimes. It's
fair.
It's
fair.
It's ancient. Middle age. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah. You were built when Enron was still around. You are old.
Yeah.
I mean, the Royals have waterfalls in the outfield. Can you imagine if a guy scales the fence trying to rob a ball and gets sucked into the vent?
Go for
it. I mean, the filter. It could happen.
What happens if he gets chlorine poisoning from the water, man?
I mean, he could. Absolutely.
A serious
you know how much product they have to pump into that water to make it look pristine every single day?
That's not water.
Does Tampa still have the Ray Pond out in the outfield as well?
I believe they do.
Hey, someone could go in there. We've seen what happened to Crocodile Hunter.
Gets
in there.
I was just about to say, man, you can't put Rays out there after what happened to him.
baseball stadiums are just dangerous. Like, I don't even know what it's called now. Chase Field in Phoenix. They got hot tubs and pools for the fans. You know those people are lit.
Yeah, drown.
What? A hot tub in Phoenix
like,
in summer.
You get, like, staph infection.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Yeah, man, they sit in that hot tub for too long. Back of their neck ends up like Swiss cheese. I'm saying
that'll happen.
You get one, you know, alumni gathering from ASU in that hot tub area, and that's probably how monkeypox started.
Oh, that's herpes water, 100%.
Yeah.
Went to the baseball game, swam in some herpes water. Psh, sucked.
I don't even think in Phoenix you have to say that. You just say water, and it's because it's not like you're going to a natural body of water. Like, oh yeah, you went to a Bank One ballpark? Yeah.
Went for a swim. Where else are you going to go?
I know Tempe does technically have a canal that leads into a man-made pond.
Is it a lazy river or whatever?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
We need one of those in Eugene.
Death traps.
Like a 30-degree lazy river flowing through Eugene.
Well, I mean, didn't we kind of have a lazy river right outside our high school there?
The snatch?
The slough?
Just go take a ride in the slough. I mean...
angry herons.
You know damn well the snatch.
They'll see your nipple and think it's a turtle and come and attack. They got no fear of man.
That was disgusting. Did you ever know anybody who actually went in there?
Oh. I did go into it at the Amazon Park.
There were always tales of people like jumping into that.
And I caught tadpoles and it had mold on it.
Really?
I brought it home and it had mold on it. It died very quickly. Speaking of the scummy slough.
The slough.
Oh, my God. I got someone in my Twitter mentions. I wasn't even really a part of this. I mean, a little, but not with a direct shot. Being like, well, you need to toe the line on this new NIL, collection thing based out of Eugene. Because someone was like, oh, great. It's going to be Spaces Dorks again. And he read me my rights. I didn't even say it.
So explain what you're talking about.
I don't even know. Apparently yesterday, a bunch of Oregon football players put out a bunch of tweets that there's a new Eugene, whatever. That's what they're calling it. But
sure,
the internet exists. It's worldwide.
Yeah.
Collective, where it's not for big donors. It's for someone who wants to throw in $10, $20, $100, $150.
Like crowdsourcing NIL.
Yeah, more or less. Yes. Huh. And someone commented that, oh, great, this is going to give Oregon Spaces dweebs, big heads again. And then someone, I'm not even going to, whatever, they write for Scoop Duck, was like, oh, you take that back. And I want to be like, I told him, I was like, dude, why are you coming here? You weren't added.
Yeah.
Stop defending Oregon Spaces because you joined them, which is fine. I hope you profit off those dopes too. But don't come in here telling this other guy to not badmouth Oregon Spaces when Oregon Spaces were a thing. I always saw you as a speaker in them, and you're a contributor to Scoop Duck. Like, I don't really care for your opinion. I hope you bilk them for every dollar, but just be quiet about it.
Wait, can you charge people to enter your space?
I think,
is that a thing?
I think there's a new, I think in the last couple of months there was a thing where you can charge people to join like circles or spaces and super follows.
Like
and
join my spaces Patreon kind of thing. And
kind of,
you,
which,
like, get,
hey, again, fine, whatever. But we all listened to our whatever amount of Oregon Spaces in the winter that we did. And it resulted in the leader making up a house fire and getting $5,000 in a GoFundMe, and there was no house fire.
And
so
he disappeared, right?
And he disappeared. So I, again, have fun on the internet. I just don't want to hear that Oregon Space is this like above all pure entity.
Yeah, just don't act like it's not what it is. Like, it's everybody knows what it is, even the people in it. Like, don't
Well, I don't think a lot of them do.
Well, they might not be self-aware, but it's like they know that if something like this happens, then they're going to all of a sudden have, you know, dick content. They're going to whip it out and be like, hey, I just donated $20. Hey, I did 25, pussy. Like that kind of stuff's going to be happening. So,
I mean, are you a real fan if you don't donate the maximum amount to the team? Because if you don't, you hate the team. You're a fake fan.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you, Civil War buff. 274962020. I donated $107. Sco Ducks.
Go Duck Nation.
Duck Nation.
Let's ride.
Nothing I want to do.
Okay.
Did you see? I assume you saw that game at least.
I am okay. So college and NFL, like, camps are, you know, a week,
Let's
2 weeks
ride.
In, right? So all the promo videos these guys shoot are over, right?
Yes.
If I see NBA teams in October breaking in camp and doing their promotional thing where, like, Nasir Little, I don't even know if he's still a Blazer, but whatever, is like, Trailblazer Nation, let's ride. Trailblazer Nation, let's ride. Trailblazer Nation, let's ride. I'm done. This has got to be over. We cannot let the Russell Wilson let's ride thing infect other sports. Right? It's not funny now.
No.
Let's ride.
It had its moment for like the first week of it. It's like, look at this fucking dork. Yeah, it's like, look at this dork Russell Wilson kind of thing. And now it's like, oh.
Why people would emulate Russell Wilson ever is insane to me. Like, you know he's the biggest dork in the history of sports. Like, you know this. Nothing he does is cool. Like, it's not cool. Like, it's fine. He's Russell Wilson, one of the best quarterbacks. What, he's a good dude. Like, whatever. But he's not cool. I don't care who he's married to. I don't care what suits she puts him in. He's never been cool. Why would you think it's cool?
I think it was Jackson Powers Johnson from
the Ducks,
whose video went viral. And I'm like, okay.
And I mean, and obviously,
enough!
And obviously, I mean, obviously, it was a bit that he was doing.
Of course.
But it's like.
But every college team is doing it. I saw a thing on TikTok where it was like Spencer Rattler. It was like four different players from different universities superimposed, and they're all doing like Mountaineer Nation, let's ride. Knoll Nation, let's ride. Gamecock Nation, let's ride.
Let's ride.
Okay, we get it. It's
where is Spencer Rattler nowadays?
South Carolina.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Go Cox.
It's like tripped and fallen twice and lands in an SEC school. That'll work.
At least we're in the modern day of the internet to where something else will pop up within the next month.
Thank God.
And they should get off this.
I do not need to see LeBron and KD talking about cryptonation.com. Let's ride in October. I just don't need to see it.
Like, I don't know if you've noticed in the last like week, a video popped up of Edwin Diaz's closer entrance music.
Oh, yeah.
Now that song is everywhere. I mean, it's a fucking banger.
Perfect
song for a closer, but it is everywhere now.
But there's videos of 60-year-old white guys doing like walk-ups and dances to it now. Lots of them.
That's the thing.
I'm not here for it. No.
A walk-up song is a banger, though.
Fucking A, it is.
I love it's how a- like they
really
just
really cool.
It goes from like super angry like white guy music like Rammstein or whatever.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he walks out of the pen onto the field, it's like electronic dance music, right? For about like 5 seconds. And then you get like the bugles.
Yeah, it's just like the beat. It's just like doom 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 this. Yeah, then it fucking and then the second verse of the horns gets that like hard bass hit into it too.
It's good.
It is a perfect entrance music.
Is so closer. Question, is that a like an existing song, or is that created for him?
No, it's like Blaster Jacks and like Timmy Trumpet. So I assume Blaster Jacks is the like DJ
Trumpet, not guys. I will correct myself.
And Timmy Trumpet is the guy doing the trumpet.
I would imagine Timmy Trumpet's the guy doing the trumpet. Yeah.
But whoever Edwin Diaz or whoever in the Mets organization found that song and got a hold of it, like, hey, can we use this?
All right, Timmy, come out here. It's time for the trumpets. I only play drums. What do you mean? I only play drums. What's your name? Timmy
Trumpet? Timmy Trumpet? No, I play saxophone, man. Come on.
I play the bass. What are you talking about?
No, but how hasn't baseball leaned into this like wrestling style more? I mean, it's boring as shit. I mean, I love baseball. It's still boring. Mix in a little fanfare here and there.
On that
and it
note,
takes nothing from the game, too. It's in between. Yeah.
Well, fanfare. That's what I was going to say. Like, on that note, is there anything in the rules that would prohibit like somebody coming out with a cape on? Or coming out or coming out with a Lucha Libre mask on?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Like, somebody could just take it from them when they get to the mound.
Yeah. I mean,
that'd be even better. You have somebody waiting at the mound and they have a sword and they knight him before he steps on the mound every time. That'd be great. The pitching coach. Do it.
Yeah. Why the hell not?
WWE style baseball. Let's go.
I remember going to a Mariner game. This is when like Brandon Lee was their closer. And I think he had like flame tattoos on his arm. So they kind of like killed the lights a little bit and then like ran a bunch of like flames and stuff on all the monitors. And then I obviously can't remember what his entrance music was, but they were doing a little fanfare there and it made it better.
Like fireworks.
Oh no, you know what time it is.
Uh-oh.
It's time for a surprise list.
Time to get deaf, y'all.
I don't have one as the host. Some call it a problem. I call it a gift. Give me your number one all time MLB closer walkout music.
Ricky Vaughn. Give me the Wild Thing. Hell yeah, Wild Thing.
I go Trevor Hoffman, Hell's Bells.
Probably cheating, right? Like Rivera was Enter Sandman,
couldn't,
right?
Yeah, I couldn't pick Rivera.
Yeah. But Enter Sandman's pretty good. It's pretty good. Even though he's a Yankee and boring. Still
even
cool.
Though, I will say, it was kind of lazy. Jonathan Papelbon coming out to Dropkick Murphys. Kind of intimidating, even though you knew he was going to walk. Two batters an inning.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
At least two wild pitches.
And that concludes tonight's one answer surprise list.
Is it a list if it's one? Yeah, it's a list of one. All right.
A surprise statement.
All right, let's do lines. Unless you guys have anything else, we're gonna do lines and then we're gonna do our list. Any other sports we want to talk about before lines?
Aren't you like jizzing yourself, like EPL and La Liga and all that shit starting up?
Oh, such a great opening weekend.
And I know, I think I know the Hotspurs
scenes
are
at Old Trafford. Absolute scenes.
I know your Hotspurs. I think they're fucking primed. Take the Champions League this year.
Absolute scenes at the Etihad.
Absolute scenes.
No, I got nothing on soccer.
Your Spurs signed somebody really good, and I forget who it is because we're 1 week into the season, and I haven't paid enough attention yet.
Was it Kylian Mbappe?
No.
No? All right.
Jesus, you wish.
I'm trying to name soccer players. Lewandowski? Was it Lewandowski?
He just moved teams. Right. He was, I forget where he went, though. He was with Bayern Munich forever, and now he just signed with somebody else. Or maybe it's the other way around.
I think that's my list of players. Is there Hovland? Like a
Hovland? Somebody named Hovland?
Hovland? Yeah.
I don't think so.
Then I'm done.
Good guess, though.
Yeah. I think it's a Dutch player, but all right. Good guess.
All right. So, like...
All right.
So, like, a few weeks ago, we did the AFC lines, and now we forgot about it for a couple weeks.
And we forgot about it a week. We took a week
but
off.
But it's okay, because the season hasn't started yet, and we have barely even started the preseason, so we're still good to do lines. So, NFC.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, where's my intro music, King?
I don't think he can hear us right now. You got some lines intro music for us?
Lines everywhere, lines, skiing, snorting, NFC lines, South Hill lines hit harder than Roosevelt lines.
Perfect.
Flawless perfect. Victory.
All right. So NFC, I guess we'll start in the East. First team, how about the New York Football Giants?
Under.
Whatever the number is.
7.
Oh, God, under.
Yeah, it's an under for me.
That would be, I would take an alt bet of under 4 if I could.
Is that that's your star pick?
They
Danny
are.
Crimes.
So bad.
Yeah.
All right, that's a lot of unders.
Worse,
all right,
worse than the Jets?
Yes.
I think I agree. I think I'm not convinced that even if Saquon Barkley is healthy, that he's really that good. He's never been healthy.
I mean, honestly,
No,
he hasn't. I think they would be, I mean, the Bears are going to be really bad, and the Falcons are going to be really bad. They're going to give him a run for that.
Whoa.
Oh, this guy hates Marcus Mariota.
Shots at Mari Gota. What's wrong with you?
Jeez. Why do you hate Hawaiians?
I mean, the first 4 weeks starter for Atlanta.
Look at this guy. This guy's a colonizer. Yeah, he is. Shot at the Flying Hawaiian, which is also a weirdly blanketly racist nickname that they give to every guy who's Polynesian. It's bizarre.
I mean, we learned earlier.
There's multiple Flying Hawaiians?
Oh, yeah. They go back to, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jack Thompson at Wazoo. Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
That was just Shane Victorino.
No. Every athlete who
he's just the most prominent. Yeah. We learned earlier in the podcast he can't handle sun, and so he's taking it out on the entire state of Hawaii.
What a colonizer.
Yeah, honestly. Jeez.
I mean, fucking beaches and the waves. Get the fuck out of here. Sun.
Warm water.
God. Fucking
the worst.
All right. Next great team. We got a Washington football team.
Commanders.
I'm going to call them the football team forever.
Commanders
is bad. 8 wins. Push. Name the quarterback. Go now.
Carson Wentz. So now under.
Yes, under is the correct answer.
It's actually Carson Wentz, isn't it?
Yes, the correct answer is under.
How have they not traded for Jimmy Garoppolo yet? What the hell are they doing?
How has 4 or 5 other teams not traded for Jimmy Garoppolo?
It's amazing. Under.
Yes, definitely unders. All right. The Eagles, 9.5.
Over.
All the racist beat writers say this is the year, Hurts' last year. He's got to show something here.
I think that's a push.
At 9.5?
Oh, you said 9.5. I thought you said
getting
9.
Getting that tie? They're tying in there?
I thought you said 9. My bad.
Nine and a half.
Then I'll go under because I think they'll get 9.
Ooh, I'm going to go over. They need to get 10. Somehow I'm going to have – they're all going to be unders. Cowboys, 10 wins. You trust the Cowboys to get 10 wins?
Also under.
The whole division under.
Yeah.
I'll say over.
Oh, we got one out there.
Wow. America's team. Speaking of colonizers, jeez.
And I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free. I don't know
Moving
any more
on.
Of the songs.
All right. NFC North, the Bears, 6.5 under.
Under.
Name one skill position player for the Bears.
They just lost to Allen Robinson, right?
Yes. Does Justin Fields count?
Non-quarterback, how about that?
Curtis Enos.
Mark Helfrich still their offensive coordinator?
Jimmy Graham feels like he's a Bear.
Yeah, he does. 6.5?
Yeah.
Jesus. These are actually difficult because these are really bad football teams. And the, like sort of perfect numbers. Over.
It's Vegas for you, man. Ooh, over.
All
right.
All of these I'm like over under by that half a game. Like I think they're literally going to get that number.
All right. Continuing the trend of good teams, Dan Campbell's Detroit Lions.
Under. Don't care.
6.5.
There's no goddamn under.
I hate 6.5. Under.
Yep, under. Jared Goff is still their quarterback.
Somebody has to win games in the NFC. I think we're getting to that. I think we're about to get to those teams, but Jesus.
It's a very top heavy.
It really is.
Because next we got Vikings 9 wins.
I'll push.
Push. Yeah, same.
I'm going to push as well because Cousins likes to lose a couple games they should win, and he'll win one.
I think they, I feel like they always end up at 9.
All right, and then Packers 11.
Over.
Ooh. I'm under.
You know what?
Can you name it? Yeah. A wide receiver they got now?
Alan Lazard.
They just drafted
Mercedes Lewis.
Christian Watkins or whatever from North Dakota State.
Yeah.
Courtesy. Is.
I think, so I'm changing my Vikings pick.
Oh, all right.
I'm going over. And I think the Packers are a push.
All right. They're a push. All right. All right. To the NFC South and just the worst team with the worst quarterback that hails from the place with the worst weather, Atlanta Falcons.
You mean the Chiefs? Oh.
Falcons,
they're
five
not
wins.
The NFC. 5 wins, huh?
5 wins.
Under. They're tanking. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do have a really good tight end who they're going to waste for a couple of years.
And can we say like how sad it was that Marcus Mariota couldn't even buy Pitts' number off him? So now Mariota's number one. That's how you know he's not that. He's not that guy, pal. He's not that guy.
Yeah,
not that guy, pal.
You're not that guy, pal.
I'm under two. And can you guys name their backup quarterback because he's a very important player on this team?
Josh Rosen.
Oh, gosh. I know who it is.
Oh, was it the dude from Cincinnati?
Desmond Ridder. Yeah, Ridder.
There it is, Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because I know they drafted a guy, and that's why Mariota is not the future.
I know that in, like, week 16, Desmond Ridder is going to throw for, like, 320, 3 touchdowns and no picks, and we're going to get the Ridder – you know, with a silent L meme with a, Paul Dino or Dino, Dino Paul, whatever his name was. That guy's a fake actor. Paul. What was his name again?
Paul Dano?
Yeah, whatever. A fake actor. Never been in
Dinophilia? Dinophilia?
Yeah.
Get some barbecue in there. Yeah. What, did I pick, what was the number?
5.
Under.
Under. All right. Yeah. All under. All right. Carolina, 6.5.
Over.
Baker Mayfield led team.
Yeah, I'll go over.
I'm going to go over also.
Christian McCaffrey. Is he actually healthy?
I mean, he's sat out all last year pretty much. So
in the year before. Should be pretty rested.
Right. Yeah.
He hasn't played since Trump was in the White House.
Exactly. Here is my sleeper over team here. New Orleans Saints, 8 wins.
Over.
We'll go under just for
tie-breaking
purposes.
Because you've been keeping track that closely.
I have.
Yeah, he knows. He knows where I'm at here.
Yeah, all right.
All right, and now we have the team that tied for the projected most wins, Tampa Bay, 11.5.
Over.
Under.
I'm over also. Like, the team is just over. Stacked.
And they're playing a bunch of bad teams, like over. I mean,
but yeah, like aren't there two like their center and their like left guard out for the year already?
I think their center like only had like a sprain and he got carted off and it was just a sprain. So they got saved.
You know what they say, sprains are worse than breaks. They last forever.
That's what they say.
That's what I've heard.
All right, now we come to Braga's division here and his favorite team, the Seahawks, 5.5 wins.
Under.
They're going to get Jimmy G and win like 8 games. I'm going over.
So that's your bank? Your bank that they get Jimmy G?
Yeah.
Because how many wins do they get without them, without him?
I'm, you know what I'm doing?
7.
And it sort of goes against
shots
this,
at Jimmy G.
But I'm using some reverse psychology, so I'm saying over. You know, they're, you know, mm-hmm. hoping they'll end up winning, you know, 2 games. They'll both be against the 49ers, by the way. Those 2 wins.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's how it works. Yeah.
All right. Next team, Cardinals, 9.5 wins.
Over.
Under.
You know, they don't win in the final month of the season. That's an over in there. Yeah.
I do.
And no D-Hop for 6.
Yeah.
That's an under for me.
Yeah. Same.
Yep. Second highest team in the division, your Niners, 10 wins.
Over.
Push.
Under.
Ooh, hater.
Well, diversity.
They have a hard schedule.
Going for the tiebreaker, too, late in the season here.
I hear you.
And then, favorite for the division, the Rams, 10.5.
Way over.
Extremely over.
Yeah, jeez.
Under.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
I don't think they weren't the Rams are so funny. People talk about them like they were this dominant force last year.
Yeah,
they weren't.
They were a dropped interception away from not going to the Super Bowl.
Or like Tom Brady, like they could have lost in Tampa. They could have lost if Tart catches that. If Burrow has half a second more to throw, Chase absolutely destroyed Rams. Like the Rams are just If the Rams were still in St. Louis, they would not have the hype they have now. The Rams are a lying, like the Rams' narratives this whole offseason, hilarious. Aaron Donald's going to retire. No, he's not. Sean McVay's going to retire. No, he's not. What? I know people in LA love to write stories. It's Hollywood. I get it. They are. The stories out of the Rams camp are insane. You never believed Aaron Donald was going to retire. You never believed Sean McVay was retiring at 34. Get out of here. Just dopey. And did you read this Sean McVay ESPN story from Monday where he's like, oh, and I did some soul searching and I just had. No, you didn't. No, you didn't do.
There was no chance.
Sean McVay, liar. There. I said it. Liar.
This,
he spent the whole offseason with Aaron Rodgers doing ayahuasca.
I wish he would. At least it'd be interesting. The story was like, and Sean McVay goes out into his infinity pool and stares above the Hollywood. And I'm like, yeah, he's retiring from that. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, just going to walk away. Here. Yeah.
Again, if the Rams played St. Louis, we don't get these stories because no one's traveling to St. Louis to write them. Listen, I've been to St. Louis. I've been to Missouri. I get it. Rams, liars, frauds, get them out of here. Fake champions.
The notion that whenever a team wins a championship and a guy is going to retire after they win the championship is so ridiculous to me. Unless the guy's like 40. Like who was the lineman for the Rams last year?
Whitworth. That made sense.
That makes
like,
sense.
Hella
old.
I even heard it like 2 minutes of an interview with the Rams announcer. I think J.B. Long is his name.
Yeah, J.B. Long. Yeah.
And they asked him, so did you really believe that Donald and McVay would retire?
No.
And he's the announcer, so he's got to lie. That's team propaganda. But there was a in his throat where you were like, yeah, he does not believe what he's about to say. And he was like, yes, I totally believe that the 33-year-old head coach of the Los Angeles Rams would retire.
He's got like at least 20 years left of coaching. Like, yeah. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? The only way he leaves 75. What are we doing?
Yeah.
The only way he leaves is if like ESPN or someone offers him $500 million.
That's what they were saying.
That was the thing. Yeah.
That's gonna be,
has to be an,
if that's a thing, that's gonna be a thing forever.
That's the same thing with Tom Brady.
Yes.
No,
whenever he's done playing.
John Lynch
there.
Too. John Lynch got offered 3 times his current salary as the GM of the Niners. And he was like, no, I like actually working in football. It's way better. So I'm going to keep doing that. Thanks. Thanks for the money. Money's going to be there in like 5 years. So I'm good. Do this while I can. Do this until the team becomes bad again, which
Yeah,
all teams inevitably become bad again. All right.
I think the Rams are going to run into, because I think the Giants are so bad because they push so many contracts like into the future that there was like five or six guys not on the team that was taking up a third of their payroll. And I kind of feels like that's what the Rams in Tampa is doing.
100%. No, they'll hopefully in their case get their like two or three rings, and then they'll be bad for like 10 years. They'll have to recover from the horrible contracts.
Unless you draft so well to where you pay those rookies nothing to eat up that dead money. That's the only way doesn't just crumble at the end of it.
Got to evaluate and get lucky in the draft. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, got a few minutes. Let's do our list.
All right.
The list was your idea.
All right, yeah, because it was the first week of Hard Knocks. Three teams, any sport, any time that you would like in a Hard Knocks style show.
So any team from any sport in any era.
Yes.
Okay.
My number three, the 2022-23 Brooklyn Nets.
I'd like that.
Must see TV right there.
Yep. Follow around Kyrie, or wait, don't follow around Kyrie because he's not actually
six
allowed
feet
to go
from
anywhere.
Kyrie.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, 6 feet from Kyrie. That's good. My number three is NWO wrestlers. Follow them around. Woo, that'd be great. One of the best.
Just think of what those guys got into in between shows.
In between shows, yeah, going home, even the shows themselves. That would be fantastic.
I mean, I've heard enough stories like about some of those guys like palling up together and like because they used to drive like to the next show. You know, there's drinking like 80 beers and picking up chicks and doing blow. It must have been the best time ever.
Can you imagine like the sheer amount of substances? Like you're just doing blow, drinking, and then you go work out. So you're like like taking whatever they take to work out to. Jesus.
Steroids. So
how do their hearts not explode?
Well, a lot of them did. They got CTE. So all right, my number three is any AA baseball team. If they're riding on a bus, it's a shit show and it's probably fucking hilarious.
Shit talking with baseball teams is great at any level. Yeah.
And almost all of them they're poor. So you'll get to see creative ways for them to get by.
My number two, the 2003-2004 Los Angeles Lakers with Shaq, Kobe, the pedophile man, and the glove. Because they didn't like each other.
Carmelo, man.
That's right, the only thing I've ever heard him referred to as the pedophile man.
Like a superhero. My number two, the I don't know what specific year, but the 80s Mets.
86
Mets.
86 Mets. 86 Mets. Yeah. Obvious reasons.
Keith Hernandez strictly just asking people to move. What gall?
Yep. Speaking of blow. Holy shit.
My number two is the Sudbury Bulldogs. You've seen the show Shorzy. low level hockey seems entertaining as shit.
I think
like real low level.
I think Shorzy is the documentary.
It's essentially, watch that. It's probably as close as you'll get, but extremely low level hockey.
All right, King, your one was the Mets, right?
86 Mets.
My one is 90s A's. Canseco, McGuire, Carney Lansford, Terry Steinbach. Enough said. All right, what's your one, Ski?
My number one is Twin and Breinkrug FC. It is a fourth-tier Welsh soccer team.
Yeah.
And these guys are definitely working other jobs majority of the time. And it'd be fantastic. I think that's kind of what that Ryan Reynolds and
Wrexham
McElhaney shows about, somewhere like that, but I haven't seen that.
Trying to build them up, man.
Yeah.
Bartenders into the PL. Let's go.
Ooh. Yep.
Absolute scenes.
Absolute scenes.
Absolute scenes.